The Mishnah on Yudalot Amud Aleph begins with a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about using boards for schach. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use it, and Rabbi Meir says you cannot. The Gemara will discuss what size boards they are. And then Mishnah ends off that if you put a board that's four tefachim on the sukkah, then the sukkah is kosher because of Daifin HaKumah, because it's on the side, but you cannot sleep underneath it, and the Gemara will explain who said that. Rav, in the beginning of the Gemara, says that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir specifically be about boards that are four tefachim wide. There, Yehuda holds there is no gzeras tikra, and Meir holds there is. But if it's less than four tefachim, everyone holds it's kosher. Shmuel, on the other hand, says that the machlekes is specifically by less than four, and the Gemara clarifies that it really means between three and four. But more than four, everyone holds it. But four tefachim, everyone holds it's possible. Then the Gemara asks a question on Rav from the Seif of the Mishnah that says that you cannot let us sleep under it. According to Rav, that's not Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda should hold that you could sleep under it. And the Gemara says that was only Shitas Rav Meir according to that. The Gemara brings a Braisa. Two sheets are mitzdarif, two boards are not mitzdarif. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Rav Meir says that even boards are mitzdarif. So the Gemara said it makes sense according to Shmuel that the machlaik is specifically when there's not four tefachim, because that's why you have to be mitzdarif, the two boards which are less than four tefachim, to pasel the sukkah because of four tefachim of schach pasel in the middle of the sukkah. But according to Rav, that the machlaikas is about four tefach wide boards, why does our mayor have to say mitzdarfin? Four tefachim on its own should pass all the sukkah. The Gemara says it's on the side. The Lishna Achrina said, the Gemara's question was, if we're talking about four tefach wide boards, why is Rabbi Yehuda saying a mitzdarfin? That language doesn't really wrap up, because I could use that for the whole time. The Gemara says, it was just because of Rabbi Meir's language. Then we had a Braisa, which was a proof to Rav, that said specifically that the machlekes was by four tefachim wide boards. The Gemara brought in a story of Yehuda wanted to have a story as a proof. The Gemara said that it's not a proof because it's a shas at a sakana, there's no raya. Then the Gemara brought down a braisa that proves Shmuel's point that the machlekes is specifically by boards that are less than four tefachim. Four tefachim, everyone holds its puzzle. Then there were two maidas in the braisa. Number one, maidar a mayor, that if you have every other one, then I could put schach kosher in between, and it's going to be kosher, as we saw in the Gemara Yud Zayin. That maybe will have to be understood that it's an eight amma wide sukkah, and it's the middle parts that are kosher. And then there was a Maidir of Yehuda, that if you have a board that's four tefachim wide, then you're not allowed to sleep under it. And we spoke out from the round that the chiddush over here is that I would think that even though Rabbi Yehuda or anyone agrees to the gzeras tikra, maybe that's only if the whole sukkah has that, but if there's only one, maybe you could sleep under it, kamash shalom, that you cannot. Then the Mishnah Gemara had a machlekes about if you flip the four tefach wide boards on its side, is it kosher or pasul? The maskanas Gemara was that it should be pasul because it's considered like schach pasul, like iron, like metal. We thought we had a raya from the case in the Braisa that if I have a four tefach wide board, but I don't put all of it in, then it's pasul. So we assume that it was talking about when he flipped it on the side. And the Gemara said it's not necessarily a raya because maybe it's using Pesel Hayetim and HaSukkah on the front edge of the Sukkah, like we saw in the Gemara in Yotes. And that's why it's going to be possible because it's considered all included within. The Mishnah on Tezvav begins talking about a roof that has a tikkur she'en ala ma'atzi, but doesn't have ma'atzi. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a machlekes Bisham Beisil, how to rectify it. Bisham says you have to be mefaktik, ain't take out every other one. And Beisil says you could do one or the other. Rav Meir says you take out every other one and not mefaktik. So the Gemara said, I understand, according to Beis Hillel, their problem with the tikra is, in Rabbi Yehuda's world, because of Tasa v'leim na'asui. So if I do one or the other, I'm good. But according to Beis Shammai, what is his reason for the psul of a tikra she'en ala ma'aziva? If it's because of tazel lemon ha'asui, so one should be enough. And if it's because of gzeras tikra, then I should not have to be mefakfik. Only lifting it up or down is the thing that works, so why do they have to do both? The Gemara says, really, you don't have to do both. They just mean to say, Beis Shammai, that if you are mefakfik, it's not enough, you have to take out every other one. Ask the Gemara, so that's Rav Meir. Rav Meir also said you have to take out every other one and you can't be mefakik. So that's the same opinion as Beis Shammai. It's a little redundant in the Mishnah. And the Gemara said that Rav Meir was really saying to Rav Yehuda, there is no machlekes over here. Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that you have to take out every other one. And that is what the chiddush was. We will hold it over here for tonight.